WMFO in Medford.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
Do you really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
The old music goes on, but the legendary musicians grow fewer and fewer and fewer.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
This is Chris Earle, the host of Time Travel on WMFO here in Medford, Massachusetts. Wednesdays from 5 to 7 p.m. This Friday at 8, this is very exciting. Edward Buchard, a friend of mine and also a WMFO DJ, he is going back. He's time traveling himself. He's going to November 11th, 1967, on his Tears of the Gods sound collage, an entire episode of 23-year WMFO DJ Hank Fonce's WGBH jazz radio show, Real New Orleans, wrapped up in Billboard radio hits from 1967. You'll hear hits, in particular singles from Jimi Hendrix's debut album, Are You Experienced, which had been released in May 1967.
Free songs.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show. I can do whatever I want, so I am.
Hi, this is Robbie Krieger, guitar player from The Doors. I'm here for HEAR, H-E-A-R, Hearing Education and Awareness for Rockers. I'm supporting this organization because they're doing their best to keep the hearing of rock and rollers at its best. Please do your part, give money, and keep wearing your earplugs. Thank you.
And wouldn't you know, I have a whole bag of chicks over there to play with that we haven't explored yet.
Where is this? I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily, it's layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different. Different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Start your computations for Time Warp.
Time machine.
Good evening. This is Hank Fonce with New Orleans Jazz. And that's Louis Nelson's trombone, leading things off for Dee Dee Pierce's band down in the heart of the French Quarter during the spring of 1966. In another minute or so, the clarinet of George Louis will take over before Dee Dee's highly talented wife, Billy Pierce, renders one of her deep down vocals. Billy's also on piano here. Narv Kimball's on banjo, Chester Zadis on string bass, and Cy Fraser on drums. Dee Dee himself will be along to lead the way on cornet right after Billy's vocal. Here's that Lonesome Road.
Lonesome Road.
Pierce and his New Orleans Jazz Band at Preservation Hall on St. Peter Street, New Orleans, as recorded just about a year and a half ago.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. Oh yeah, it's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies and TV shows, sometimes documentaries and political speeches, real world historical events even. Who knows where? And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial, and WMFO.org on the web. Yes, we are Tufts community, freeform, and sometimes even educational radio. In case you didn't already know it, I'm your host, Edward Buechert, and in this episode, I am mixing you up a very special double time-traveling sound collage. One of my most intricate time-traveling themes ever. We're going back to this second week of November, 57 years ago, to 1967. One of the most well-informed and wonderfully idiosyncratic WMFO shows that I've enjoyed was Promethean Commentary Plus Jazz, which was hosted by a DJ, Hank Fonts, for a total of 23 years here on our 91.5 FM airwaves. Yes, Hank started broadcasting in 1975 after he had been at WGBH for 9 years. And this sound collage mixes in one of the 39-minute broadcasts that he did there on November 11th, 1967, in its entirety, along with the top Billboard hits from that week and other songs from earlier that year that you would have heard if you would have turned your radio on to listen to music in that second week of November in 1967. Because, you know, back then, if you wanted to listen to music without live musicians playing it, the choices for most people were to either play a vinyl record at home on their record player or to listen to the radio. And then there was television, too, some variety shows. Of course, that would have been all coming through a mono speaker and that. But, yeah. So imagine going back, time traveling to 1967, as Chris Earl so kindly introduced, turning on your radio and flipping between different stations, getting some of the big pop hits and catching Hank's show. Hank Fonts was an eloquent and erudite man, an expert on New Orleans jazz, socialism, and weightlifting. And his program generally consisted of him reading excerpts from books and essays, commenting on them and other issues that concerned him, plus playing jazz music. It was unlike anything I had ever heard before, and an outstanding example of intelligent, high-quality, non-commercial, free-form radio that WMFO exposed me to here before I became a DJ myself, which started in 2004. And after Hank passed away in 2013 at age 90, his fan and friend Ron LaHeralt sent me high-quality archives of 4 episodes of Hank's Real New Orleans jazz music show that originally aired on WGBH radio in 1967 and 1968. We began this show with the first part from one of them, with Hank introducing the D.D. Pierce band and the song That Lonesome Road, which was recorded in the spring of 1966. And then in my intro here, we heard the groundbreaking Purple Haze by Jimi Hendrix right off of his Are You Experienced album. So my idea tonight is to mix in Hank's entire 39-minute WGBH program on New Orleans jazz music from Saturday, November 11th, 1967, up with the Billboard hits that would have been on the radio then, particularly the singles from Jimi Hendrix's debut album, Are You Experienced, which had been released in the summer of 1967 and was an immediate critical and commercial success. In fact, it's generally regarded as one of the greatest debuts in the history of rock music. Actually, one of the greatest albums, period. His second album, Axis Bold as Love, was released in December of 1967. But we're not going to be hearing anything from that because you wouldn't have been able to do that in November 1967 yet. So how many of my current listeners remember 1967? Diane and Chuck sure do. And I think Mike Stewart, sitting in our music director's office there, remembers 1967 as well. How about you, John Fisk? Philip, definitely not. And hopefully Dylan and Ryan and Jenna are going to remember 67, but 2067. So, let's see. Backing me up right now is a... this is Booker T and the MGs. And this instrumental track is called Groovin', released, of course, in 1967. And, yeah, as we, I've explained the format of tonight's show, basically gonna have three more longish sets, well over 20 minutes each, and we're gonna hear music from the 1967 Billboard hits of the second week of November 1967. And then with a twist of the radio dial, we're going to hear an excerpt from Real New Orleans Jazz from a 44-year-old Hank Fonce, who is, of course, speaking to us from 1967. So when he talks about last year, he's talking about 1966. And the way we're going to begin this next set here is we're going to hear in order the top 1, 2, and 3 Billboard hit singles from, yes, that second week of 1967 here on WMFO in Medford. This is Lulu to Sir with Love. The top 3 hits. Time traveling back to 1967. WMFO.
But how do you thank someone? tell myself, what's done is done. I tell myself, don't be a fool. Play the field, have a lot of fun. It's easy when you play it cool. I tell myself, don't be a chump. Who cares? Let him stay away. That's when the phone rings and I jump. And as I grab the phone, I pray. Let it please be him. Oh dear God, it must be him. It must be him. Or I shall die. Or I shall die. Oh hello, hello, my dear God. It must be him, but it's not him. And then I die. That's when I die. After a while, I myself again. I pick the pieces off the floor, put my heart on the shelf again. He'll never hurt me anymore. I'm not a puppet on a string. I'll find somebody else someday. That's when the phone rings. And once again, I start to pray. Let it please be him. Oh dear God, it must be him. It must be him. Or I shall die. Or I shall die. Oh hello, hello, my dear God. It must be him. But it's not him. And then I die.
Him.
The average age of the musicians in Dee Dee's band is approximately 65, which is typical of the men and women still sending out the truth down there. Dee Dee lost his eyesight about a dozen years ago, but neither this sad fact nor his 63 years prevent him from playing one of the truly great horns in town. On the blues, he has no superior, and for well over 30 years, he and his devoted wife, Billy, have been the chief dispensers of the classic blues in New Orleans. Billy, who just happens to put down the strongest foundation piano in the city, is a singer firmly in the tradition of Ma Rainey and Bessie Smith, both of whom she worked with back in the 1920s. Yes, Billy Pierce today is one of the last remaining classic blues singers. She's about three-quarters Seminole Indian, and she left her native West Florida while in her early 20s, settling in New Orleans, where she met Dee Dee at a tough waterfront dive on Decatur Street, where their musical paths crossed one happy day so long ago. In January of 1961, the Pierces were recorded together at Jazzy Hall on North Robertson Street, with just their drummer Albert Giles for accompaniment, as Billy offered a thought or two in regard to the land of her youth. Going back to Florida. Thank you.
what a hole I'm in. You don't believe I'm sinking, Daddy. Look what a hole I'm in.
Husband and wife team who have long brightened up a lot of corners throughout the great musical city of New Orleans.
Kentucky woman, she shine with her own kind of light. She look at you once in a day, that's all wrong, looks all right. And I love her, God knows I love her. Kentucky woman, she get to know you. To own you, Kentucky woman. Well, she ain't the kind make heads turn at the drop of her name. Something inside that she's got turned you on just the same. And she loves me, God knows she loves me. Kentucky woman, she gets to know you. She got to own you, Kentucky woman. I don't want much. Good Lord's have beneath my feet. Gentle touch from that one girl, and life is sweet and good. Ain't no doubt I'm talking about it.
Lord's earth beneath my feet. Gentle touch that one girl and life is sweet and good. There ain't no doubt I'm talking about Kentucky woman. She gets to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, Kentucky woman, Kentucky woman.
The look of love is in your eyes. The look your heart can't disguise. The look this words can never say. And what my heart has heard, well, it takes my breath away. I can hardly wait to hold you, feel my heart around you. How long I have waited, waited just to love you. Now that I have found you, you've got the look of love. It's on your face, a look the time can erase. Be mine.
Next to your fire. Let me stand.
You're tuned in to the 91.5 FM Hertzian waves here on WMFO in Medford. We are Tufts, freeform, non-commercial community, and this evening, educational radio to some degree, as we do a rather elaborate double time-traveling theme. We are going back to the second week of November in 1967 and hearing top Billboard hits from that week. And also selections from Jimi Hendrix's incredible debut album, Are You Experience, which was released in the summer of 1967 and would be played all over the place on the radio in November 1967. And then another thing that we're doing as we play with the radio dial is we're hearing a complete episode of longtime WMFO DJ Hank Faunce's WGBH show, Real New Orleans Jazz. We're hearing the exact episode that was broadcast on November 11th, 1967. So we began that first main set with the number 1, 2, and 3 Billboard hits of that week. Starting off with Lulu to Sir With Love. And then it was Sam and Dave's version of Soul Man. And Vicky Carr, It Must Be Him. And then with a little bit of radio static, we heard Hank Faunce and Dee Dee and Billy Pierce and the drummer Albert Giles going back to Florida. Recorded at Generations Hall and January 1961. Yeah, Generations Hall in New Orleans. And then Neil Diamond with Kentucky Woman. There's a Deep Purple version of that that really rocks. And then it was Dusty Springfield with The Look of Love. And we concluded the set with Jimi Hendrix and Fire. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is The Ventures version of Hawaii 5-0, also from 1967. So in the next set, we're going to hear from The Doors and Stevie Wonder and also Aretha Franklin. We're going to hear twice two excerpts from Hank's Real New Orleans Jazz, one with Peter Bocage and Breathe and Louis Nelson, and then also another one with the New Orleans All-Stars. Ting-a-ling there. And we're going to go full circle with Jimi Hendrix in this set. We are going to begin the set with a song that was critically important for Jimi Hendrix's career. Hey Joe, a very cool cover, and bass player for the Animals, Chaz Chandler, wanted to get into more music production. And he went to America looking for an act to produce. And in fact, the first song that he wanted to produce was Hey Joe. And he went into this this cafe while he was... somebody suggested that he check out this guy, Jimi Hendrix. And when he did, Jimi Hendrix played Hey Joe. And, well, that sort of made everything start happening right then. And... let's get that going for you right now. Double time traveling back to 1967. Hey. couple of dormant phones.
And oh, where you going with that gun in your hand? Hey, Joe, I said, where you going with that gun in your hand? I'm going down to shoot my old lady. You know, I caught her messing around with another man.
Tina Bocage, who became 80 years old last July, has been a New Orleans musician since 1905. He's presently recuperating from an illness which put him into the hospital for a month. But he's not getting ready to retire from his musical activities, not by any means. He's working on a few compositions and toying with the idea of once again appearing on the streets of the city as a member of the Eureka Brass Band, in which he was still playing trumpet until quite recently. Pete was originally a violinist, on which instrument he stated the melody for those early Creole groups of downtown New Orleans. It was Peter Bocage who taught Bunk Johnson how to read music, and it was Bunk who first showed Pete a bit about cornet playing. Throughout his more than six decades as a musician, Peter Bocage has lent his considerable talents to the bands and orchestras of Billy Marrero, Bab Frank, Armin Perron, Oscar Celestin, and Sidney Bechet. He's also led his own Creole Serenaders for many years in New Orleans, the first colored group which ever performed on a radio station in that city. Pete has most frequently played trumpet all these decades, but he can still fill in very creditably on the violin, as well as on the valve trombone, the banjo, and the xylophone if need be. He's also written some of the finest music in the history of New Orleans. Peter Bocage is a man that the Crescent City can well be proud of. Pete's record session of December 1964 had him with a first-rate group of sidemen, including Louis Nelson on trombone, George Lewis on clarinet, Emmanuel Sales on banjo, a 90-year-old Papa John Joseph on string bass, and Cy Frazier on drums. P. Peter Bocage leads the way on trumpet with a tune called Breathe.